week's episode of Group Chat Family Edition, your quick encouragement to spark meaningful discipleship moments at home. I'm your host, Brett, and I love helping students grow in their faith and giving families the tools that they need to disciple at home. This week in our Sunday discussion from the Gospel Project, we're diving into 1 Kings chapters 18 and 19 in the story of Elijah versus the prophets of Baal. Israel's in the middle of a 3-year drought. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel have led the people into worshiping Baal, a false storm god. Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal to a contest. Whichever god answers by fire is the one true God. The prophets of Baal cry out for hours and nothing happens. Elijah rebuilds the altar, drenches it with water, and prays. God sends fire from heaven, consuming the sacrifice and everything around it. The people fall face down and declare, "The Lord, He is God." So this week's Christ Connection is just like Elijah. Christ confronted false religion and called people to repentance. He boldly proclaimed the truth of the gospel and showed us that He alone is the way to salvation. There is no idol, whether it's popularity, success, or comfort, that can save us. Only Jesus can. So parents, here's how you can bring this story home this week. Talk about idols. And I'm not just talking about the ancient ones, but the modern ones. What are the things that your family is tempted to trust more than God? Share a time when you had to choose between what was easy and what was faithful. Let your students see that standing for God can be hard, but it is so worth it. Ask your student what they think Elijah felt in the moment. Help them see that even when they feel alone, God is always with us. And then take a moment to pray together. Ask God to reveal anything in your lives that's taking His place and for Him to give you courage to stand for Him. Now, this week for our high schoolers on Wednesday night, we're diving into 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, where Peter gives guidance to husbands and wives and then to all believers. See, teenagers might not be thinking about marriage, but they are definitely thinking about relationships, whether it's a friendship or dating, maybe even what love and marriage could look like one day. Culture says that love is about feelings, attraction, or getting what you want, but God's design is different and so much better. Peter talks about honor, humility, and gentleness, qualities that matter in every relationship. These aren't just marriage tips, they're life tips. Imagine friendships, dating relationships, and family interactions shaped by these values. Students don't have to wait until marriage to live out God's design. They can start now by choosing honor over drama, humility over pride, and love over selfishness. That's how we reflect Christ in every relationship. Middle schoolers, this week, we're talking about living on mission. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus gives us the Great Commission. Then in Acts 1:8, He promises the Holy Spirit to empower us to be His witness. This isn't just for adults or the next overseas mission trip. It's for every one of us right now. It's for our students in your schools and in their friendships. They're going to hear stories from leaders about sharing Jesus with friends and serving on mission. Why? Because we want them to see that they can do this too. The Great Commission isn't optional. It's for every believer. Acts 1:8 reminds us that God gives us the Spirit to empower us to be a witness everywhere. Finally, we told you last week to be on the lookout for events and key dates. We've got summer camp, we've got mission trips, we've got winter retreat on the horizon, and we want your student to be a part of these life-changing experiences. These events aren't just about fun, they're heart-changing, and they're all about helping build lasting community. So stay tuned for signups, parent meetings, and more details coming soon. If you're not already on our parent email list, make sure you get connected so you don't miss a thing. Thanks so much for joining today's episode of Group Chat Family Edition. Keep the conversation going and keep pointing your family to Jesus. We'll see you next time.